Chapter 51. If I can't, then I must.
Whenever you ask children to do something they don't like, they find it difficult. The immediate answer you get is, I can't. If you believe that you can or can't do something, it becomes true. Say, for example, your child believes that he can't do maths. That becomes true for that child because he completely convinced about it. When you want your children to do something, make it a must. That is the only way. Instill this powerful belief in your children. If I can't, then I must. We would have noticed in our daily lives that many things which we think we just can't do it happen easily enough when they become essential. Instead of waiting for them to become absolutely urgent, can't we make them a necessity right now? There are many people through history who have made what they can't do easily a must for themselves. However difficult they have found things, whatever the obstacles they have faced, they have believed that they must do something, and so they have succeeded. You can find examples in all walks of life, almost all kinds of people. One person who has inspired me a lot is Oprah Winfrey, who actually conducts the most popular talk show of all time, Oprah Winfrey Show, one of the highly rated shows in the history of television. Oprah was born in Mississippi to unmarried teenagers. Her mother, Vernita Lee, was at that point of time a housemaid, and her father, Vernon Winfrey, was a coal miner. Her early years were spent with her grandmother in utter poverty. Her grandma used to hit her hard if she didn't finish her work and if she misbehaved. When she was 6, Oprah started living with a mother who was not as supportive as a grandmother. She did not have a very healthy childhood and even molested by a cousin and a family friend. Oprah did not let all these factors become an excuse. Instead, she managed to do well in her studies, found a mentor, and got a scholarship when she was 13 years old. Later, because of the numerous problems at home, she ran away. She was sent to a juvenile detention home when she was 13. Later, she was moved to Nashville with Vernon, her father. Though Vernon was strict, he was encouraging and gave a lot of attention to her education. Today, people envy her lifestyle, as she enjoys so much popularity. She was identified as one of the 100 most influential people of the 20th century by the Times magazine. Oprah turned all her can'ts into a must. If a child says, I can't learn science, make it a must to help your child come up with a strategy to learn science. If your child says, I can't write well, then it is a must that you help your child learn how to write well. Secret number 51. If I can't, then I must. Inculcate this belief in your child, which will change their future forever. And practice it yourself too.